My name is Nikki Cumpston, and I am a Barkindji artist, writer, and curator from Western New South Wales. I am the artistic director of the Tarnindi Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art, and I'm currently living in Charlottesville in Virginia in the United States as the director of the Kluguru Aboriginal Art Collection.
Tarnathy, tell us about the festival. What does it mean? How long has it been running for, sis?
Tarnindi Festival has been an incredible opportunity for artists over the past 10 years to create work, especially for either an exhibition at the Art Gallery of South Australia or one of our partner organisations across the city of Adelaide and the state of South Australia. And it's come about through support from BHP. It was an opportunity that was presented to the Art Gallery of South Australia to develop, and we developed it into a festival. I guess, you know, Adelaide being the festival city was the impetus behind the state government to create a festival. And it has just grown and grown over the years. I've been the founding artistic director for the festival. And I, you know, just the thing for me was about providing a platform for the artists to be able to create new work that wasn't work that was already in existence mainly. It was about providing that opportunity for people to think about what it was that they wanted to do, to dream big, and whether or not they, you know, some people wanted to work in another medium. Some people just kept going in the medium they were working in but got mentors to support them. Really about nurturing and honouring what it was that the artists were doing. So all of the works in the exhibition at the Art Gallery of South Australia this year are works that have been created over the 10 years and acquired by the state institution. So it's really wonderful to see these works together because they've only ever been presented in the context of the year that they were exhibited in. So this is a way for people to look at the work alongside of, for example, there's one room that is the psychedelic pastoral. And I've borrowed that from Jessica Hutchins, a Balgu artist, writer and educator from WA. And Jessica has written in the Tarnindi catalogue about this body of work, and they're all artists who come from a background of stock work and working on pastoral stations throughout WA but also into the Northern Territory. This group of works have never been shown together, so it's really wonderful to see the conversations that have ensued between the works and that she's pulled out through her writing. And that's one of the real features of this year's exhibition at the Art Gallery of South Australia, which we've called Too Deadly, 10 Years of Tarnindi.
Oh, beautiful. Love that. Love.
And so this, you know, this particular iteration of the festival has enabled the writers that we've engaged with to look at all of the different works of art and to make their own selections and then to write about, you know, ideas and concepts that have come to the fore for those writers when looking at that body of work and reading the previous essays about those works.
And no, you're right. And can you tell me about some of what's been written?
So Jessica's writings about the about the stock men and women, which she's titled Psychedelic Pastoralism, and looking at, you know, there are other works on paper that have been, you know, really big major works on paper that people have created, have been written about. There's the atomic bomb testing that happened in the north of South Australia between 1953 and 1963, and there are a number of works that reference that, you know, that time and the effects of that on Aboriginal people living in the Arangu Pitjantjatjara Yankunjara lands. There's the Kulata Jutta project, which is a, Kulata Jutta means many spears in Pitjantjatjara, and that is an incredible installation of over 650 kulatas, the spears, which are suspended as as an installation of an explosion, like the works themselves are lit from the center of that display, and all of the shadows that are cast out onto the walls really give you that sense of the explosion. And underneath are the piti, or the kulaman, that the women have carved that represent the loss of life and the loss of food sources from as a result of those atomic bomb tests that happened at Emu Field and Maralinga on their traditional country. And then there's a six-channel moving image component where the artists are speaking publicly for the very first time, because this is their living memory. There are families that their parents dropped them off in Pukacha, in Annabella, and went to go and get other family members and never returned. And so these stories are raw and they're real, and they're brought to our attention through the incredible work of, these Arangu artists from all of the different communities in the Arangu Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara lands. And then there's the work of Ioane Scarce, which was in the very first Tarnindi, and that's titled Thunder Raining Poison. And that's an installation of blown glass yams, which are suspended in the formation of a dissipating atomic bomb cloud. And as you descend the staircase down into the galleries at the Art Gallery of South Australia, you come upon this incredible, beautiful looking installation, but then you realize what it is that you're looking at, and it's, quite devastating.
And I'm sure when you're witness to these amazing, beautiful artworks in which you've just described for us here, it brings up a lot of emotion, doesn't it, for people who just come to see the art, Nikki?
That's right. And it's also, I've found, very educational, because there are a lot of younger people who don't know about this history. And for me, it's something that I've always known about because of when I was born, but there are a lot of people today that don't realize, the devastation that happened in our state not that long ago. And this for me is so important, is that these stories, and that they're shared and they're told, and works of art are a great way to bring people in and them to have that chance to actually learn from that.
For those people out there who may not be aware of the art in and around Adelaide and the homelands around there, tell us about the mob involved in this festival, where they're from, and tell us about some of their art, please, Nikki.
We have artists in Tarnindi from right across Australia. We have the work of Brian Robinson, who is living in Cairns. He's a Torres Strait Islander man, and his work is a 17-meter long vinyl mural, which is in the downstairs galleries, and it's really remarkable. It's a takeoff from one of his vinyl cut prints that he creates, and on top of that, he's got sculptural forms that help relay another additional part of the story. We also have the work of John Prince-Siddon, who is an artist from Western Australia. He lives in Fitzroy Crossing, and his work is a large-scale mural that he has created using a wallpaper. And then on top of that are paintings, and he's also got he when he first started working, he'd been a stockman and had had a terrible accident and was no longer able to do that work. So he ended up at the art centre at Fitzroy Crossing, and when he first started, he was painting on whatever he could find. He just loved painting, and so he'd paint on the Boab nuts, and then he started painting on 44-gallon drums, and now he's kind of extended that, and to sort of take him back to those pastoral, working days, he was painting onto the bullock skulls. So in this installation, you have a bullock skull at the top that's got this incredible painted designs on it. And then you also have kangaroo pellets that he's shaved back and painted into, and then actual paintings on canvas as well. And he's influenced by the news. He's really interested in what's happening in the world around him. And so he paints the stories of things that have happened. For example, when the terrible bushfires were going through Kangaroo Island here in South Australia, he was painting about the poor animals, and you know, he was really concerned about their welfare. And he's also painted about a lot of the politicians and the different policies that have been brought into place. So his work is really eclectic. But when you bring it all together in this way with all of the different dimensional forms, it really tells an interesting story. And that's at the top of the stairs in the western wing of the Art Gallery of South Australia. So it really draws your attention and brings you up the stairs. And then we have the work of Daryl Sibisato and his brother Gary Sibisato, who are barred men from Lombardina in Western Australia. And what they've done is they've been taught the traditional carving technique into the pearl shell and then inlaying that with ochre. Incredibly dynamic, engaging, powerful, culturally really important objects. And so there are some of those beautiful pearl shells alongside that Gary Sibisato has carved, alongside of the etchings that Daryl has done of those different ridgy designs, but they're alongside. And then when you walk into the entrance of the Art Gallery of South Australia from North Terrace, you'll see Daryl has created three-dimensional relief sculptures out of Corten steel lines. So as you walk in, they're 3 meters high on that back wall, and there's a pearl shell, like pearlescence paint, that's been used to create the effect of the inner surface of the pearl shell. So really remarkable work that has taken this tradition to the next level. And he's working, you know, with this contemporary medium to tell these very traditional stories. So the works of art across the art gallery come from a range of artists. There are a range of mediums. We have photographs by Ricky Maynard from Tasmania, who has created a series called Saddened Were the Hearts of Many Men, that really, they're singular portraits of individual men, and they're sharing with us their, you know, their life and the fact that, you know, they've really been given a bad rap, and, you know, that how they have reacted themselves, and they're just very poignant, very intimate, very deep portraits. So every medium, because of course as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, we're like any other artist, and people are going to explore whatever medium it is that they're attracted to in order to be able to share their stories. And I think that's the thing that I always wanted to try and break through with Tarnandi, was about how diverse we all are and how unique we all are. And yes, there are similarities about our cultures across Australia, but we each have our own singular way of expressing ourselves.
And while we have you here, Nikki Cumpston, in your opinion, can you share with us some of the rising stars that we're seeing from our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities from right across the nation? Who should we be watching out for in the art world?
I think each and every artist is represented through Tarnandi as a rising star.
We love that. All the artists, all the stars.
Because, yeah, I really feel like that's something that I try really hard to give people a platform to be able to become a rising star. You know, not just choosing and selecting the artists who are already known. For me, it's about just giving people a chance to tell their stories. And one of the things that we've done through Tarnandi is we've engaged a regional curator in South Australia. So Marika Davies has been working on Tarnandi, oh gosh, since about 2019, but officially as the curator of regional Tarnandi since 2021. And Marika has been working with a number of different artists in and around the whole of South Australia to give them a chance to make new work. So the first exhibition was Saltbush Country, and that is now touring South Australia for the next couple of years. And this year she's curated an exhibition called Woven Within the Stars, and that exhibition will come to Adelaide in November at the It's called Fabric. It's a gallery in Lobethal in the Adelaide Hills. So, and that will probably then tour as well, I imagine, around the state. And that's a way for people in regional areas of South Australia to get a glimpse of what it is that is happening as part of Tarnindi, but also to help support them to be able to engage with Marika and with the other artists. And if there are any people in those regions, they can come to the fore then as well. So for me, it's really about providing more and more chances for people to be part of this opportunity. And, you know, we'd also do that through, we have a program where we support people to create product for sale at the Tarnindi Art Fair. And that's an ongoing thing that happens annually, whether it's online or in person. So it's really about, you know, really, really embracing what's happening and trying to find out what people are doing in their homes, because a lot of people aren't in, you know, studios. They don't have the opportunity to be with an art centre. And so that's something that we really like to try and support, is for people to develop skills that are needed for them to be, you know, at the level that people can come and buy their work.
That all sounds really fabulous. Now, Tarnindi has been running for 10 years. How has it evolved over the years through your eyes?
Well, the festival has really grown over the past 10 years, and it's grown in a way that I think is really important, and that is that more and more people who didn't have the opportunity to develop their practice have been able to now be part of Tarnindi. You know, there are people who had ideas back, you know, 10, 8, you know, 7 years ago that are now exhibiting and are able to develop, you know, bodies of work that they can share with the public through either the partner organisations that present exhibitions, or some of those artists are also now in the exhibition at the Art Gallery of South Australia. It's grown in the number of people, or the number of organisations that have come on board to present projects by Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander artists in their organisations. When we first started, we went out and met people from right across the city who, you know, have either galleries or different venues, and talked to them about being part of Tarnindi and how we really wanted it to be led by the artists, and that, you know, we would support them to engage with artists and we could have those conversations. And so there was a lot of hand-holding in the beginning, because many of these orgs didn't have relationships with artists. But now it's wonderful, because people are doing more and more on their own. And initially we just wanted to make sure that the artists were supported, that they weren't just thrown in with someone who didn't have the cultural knowledge to be able to understand what was needed. But I can really see how that has changed and shifted over time, which is really refreshing.
And that's a wonderful thing indeed. And my final question to you, Nikki Cumpston, on the Tarnindi Aboriginal and Islander Art Fair, what has been one or some of your highlights from over the years? Are there any, or are they all highlights?
Look, honestly, there's highlights every step of the way, because the artists are just so remarkable, and, you know, the ideas just keep getting bigger and better. And, you know, people are ambitious. They like to think big. And there aren't many opportunities to be able to do that where you're supported in a meaningful way to be able to achieve that. And, you know, a lot of the opportunities that come for artists in this country are, they're either competitions, which in themselves, you know, you're entering usually a work, or they're exhibitions where the works have already been selected. It's not about providing that chance for people to develop new work. So that's what's been exciting, is to see where people can go once you give them that little bit of encouragement, and whether it's financial support, moral support, or whether you need to link them up with a mentor, whatever it is, you know, when you can provide that, the joy is, you know, it's just endless to see what people can do. And, you know, everyone's worthy of that. And I just hope that more organisations take up this way of working to provide, you know, opportunities, because there are so many artists out there creating incredible things, and given the opportunity, it, you know, we could really see this bloom across the country.
Nikki Cumpston, OAM, and Artistic Director Tanandi, thank you so much for your time today right here on NITV Radio. We'll catch you next time. Have a wonderful festival.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Nikki.